The Frederick County School Board passed a policy in the spring that supports the rights of transgender students. But a few months into the summer, a mother and daughter filed a lawsuit against the school board. And as WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports, that is putting the policy at risk.
They say the new policy invades the daughter's privacy and deprives her parents of their right to protect and care for her when she's at school. That suit is ongoing in federal court in Baltimore. They're represented by local lawyer Daniel Cox. Cox unsuccessfully ran for Congress last year, and now he's running for the Maryland House of Delegates. He also happens to be a member of the ADF, the Alliance for Defending Freedom, an affiliation he advertises on his law firm's website. The ADF is identified as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Good evening, members of the board. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Dan Cox.
He wouldn't return WYPR's requests for comment, but Cox spoke out against Policy 443 at a school board meeting in June.
I'm a former candidate for Congress with 122,000 votes last year. Of people who believe very strongly in this issue. I ran as one of the issues in my campaign on protecting children from these kinds of policies, and I would note 122,000 people voted for me.
Cox mentioned his past political aspirations a few times, and
there are a couple cases I wanted to highlight.
First pointed of all, to other lawsuits around the country, hinting that if the board passed this policy, one would surely come their way. In the lawsuit's complaint, Cox says his client was videotaped undressing by another female in an unmonitored locker room. He says this lack of supervision has made his client hesitant to use the locker room, and allowing transgender girls into the locker rooms will only make his client feel less safe.
When you pass a law like 443, you're exposing every child in this county to the potential for sexual abuse and their own personal invasion of privacy.
James Von Kuhlenberg is a senior at Governor Thomas Johnson High School in Frederick and attended every school board meeting where the policy was discussed.
What I gather from those instances of people speaking out is a lot of ignorance and miseducation. They just really don't understand what it means to be trans.
So while the board was discussing the policy, Van Kuhlenberg started a Facebook group called Support FCPS Trans Youth.
It was actually kind of like a large education campaign. We reached a population of Frederick that didn't quite understand what being trans meant, but they wanted to.
Van Kuhlenberg says the critics are the loud minority. When his group called out for allies, dozens and dozens of parents, counselors, teachers, and alumni showed up to board meetings or wrote letters of support.
The policy passing was really just the beginning for Frederick County. That was not the end.
The advocates Van Kuhlenberg gathered took their win and hit the streets. They started a social media campaign. They handed out signs reading, "I support trans youth because," and then people they meet fill in the blank. And they post pictures of themselves holding the signs with the hashtag, I am Frederick.
So I took some of these signs a few weeks ago to this street festival here in Frederick. It's called In the Street. And I passed out these signs and I was like, hey, do you want to take like 2 seconds to show your support for trans youth?
He says he didn't know what to expect.
So like, I know that standing on the street wouldn't be much worse than like what I hear in school.
By the end of the day, he says, he was exhausted and empty-handed. More than 200 strangers took signs. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting from Frederick for 88.1 WYPR.